We are learning with Sechtes Yevamos, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Perek Yesh Mutaros. Zok the Mishnah. There's two Mishnahs in this Gemara Perek. One Mishnah here, one Mishnah later on. Here's a long Mishnah. Yesh Mutaros Lebaleim Vasurois Livmeim. There are some cases where the wife is mutter to her husband, but we also to the Yavam. Or some cases the opposite, Mutaros Livmeim Vasurois Lebaleim. Some cases where it's mutter, she is mutter to the Yavam, and also to her husband. Mutaros Leilu, some mutter to both. Vasurois Leilu, and some aser to both. And our Mishnah will go through the cases. Ve'ilu Mutaros Lebaleim Vasurois Livmeim. The following are mutter to the husband and also to the Yavam. Koyin Hedich Nosa Samano. A Koyin Hedich, the Lach is Nala Maria Grusha or Chalutzo or Zaino, but he is allowed to marry Amano. So he married Amano. V'yeshli Ach Koyin Gadol. He has a brother who's Koyin Gadol. So in this case, he's mutter to the Amano, but his brother, who's a Yavam, if he dies, the brother Koyin Gadol will be also to the Amano. And the Gemara is going to ask, we could have said a case that Koyin had to marry anyone with the same halacha, because automatically when he dies, she becomes Amana. Why did he pick Amana? The Gemara will talk about it. It's basically because the Agav a different case. Koyin had to not Amana, that's one case of Mutul Balehem Vasura is the Yivmeim. Case number two for that is Cholol Shinasa Ksheira, a Cholol that married a Ksheira. Now, halacha is that a Cholol and the Ksheira are allowed to marry each other, even if the Ksheira is a Kehenes. Because no issa for a kahenes to marry a chalal. But, say if she's a kahenes, Levi of Israelis, she becomes pasul to kahuna after she marries a chalal. Why? So Rashi brings down because the pasul says, Vas kohen kisila is zar. But it's really a shvera Rashi, really, because if you look at the Gemara on Dav Samach Tes, the Gemara says that chalal is not called the ishzar, because no iser, so it can't be included in that pasuk. The pasuk of Samach Tes has a kasha, taka yihachi chalal the lav zaru mikara lo lifsol. So Gemara says, "Omakro leichal zaroi, ba'amav makas zaroi loy mahu paisav zaroi paisal." That's the drasha. V'akpanim. That's clear that the cholol that marries a ksheira, even though it's a mutig marriage, the ksheira becomes pasul kuhuna. So here we have a chol shnos a ksheira, which is mutim. V'yeshli ach, he has a brother who's a koyin. V'yeshli ach kosher, he's not a cholol. So there, it's mutter to the baal, but the Kayin Kasher, who's a brother, is not allowed to marry her because she becomes Nischalil if they be married to the Chal from the Pasuk of the Chal Zara.
It's the Raisa.
She becomes Nischal. Just like if you marry a Mitzri, a Daimi, of all the cases there, a Chal also, even though it's no Issa, that's a Chiddush, that she becomes also now. That's case number two of Mutter Lebelayim and Susu Yimayim. Another case is Yisrael, Shinasa Bat Yisrael, which is obviously Mutter. Yeshua Ach Mamzer. There's a brother who's a Mamzer. So there, the Yisrael is mutter married to Basjal, but after he dies, his wife, who felt Ibam, is also to the Mamzer. Mamzer, another case, a fourth case of mutter Balaim Asurus Yivmeim, is a Mamzer Shinos Mamzeres, Vyashli Ach Yisrael, and he has a brother who's a kosher. So there, for him, it's mutter Mamzeres, but the Mamzeres falls to the brother Yisrael, it's also. So these are all cases, Mataris Balaim Asurus Yivmeim. And the Mishnah repeats it. All these cases are mutter to the baal and also to the yavam. They're all in the mamzer and cholol. The Gemara is going to ask on Beis.
Reuben married Shimon Tzar.
What?
Reuben married Shimon Tzar. It's mutter to her and
also to the yavam. Yeah, but you're not going to find the same case how it's also to both and it's mutter to both. We're in the same ideas how it's mutter in the same. People, the Chol and the Mamzer, will have cases that it's Mutter to both and us to both in the same case. That's the shtick of the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, there are cases, other cases, like by Mitzvim or another Kasha, by Petzu Daka maybe. There are cases, but here we're saying in the parasha of Mamzer and Cholol, basically, Psulik Uno, you have these cases. So that's Mutter Liv Meim Asurus Balaim. That's the case of Mutter Balaim, rather, Mutter for the Baal and us to the Ovam. Ve'elu Mutteris Liv Meim Asurus Balaim. The following cases are the opposite. Where it's mutter to the yavam, to the brother-in-law, and it's also to the husband. What are the cases? Koyin gadol shekidesh es ha'amano. Koyin gadol is mekadosh to ha'amano, and koyin gadol is also not to the ha'amano. But it's only kedushin. Why is it only kedushin? Because if it was raining nisuin, then she becomes a schal, and she wouldn't be able to marry a brother of koyin hedid, the brother of koyin hedid. So here we want a case that's also labal and mutter liyavam. So koyin gadol shekidesh es ha'amano. V'yeshayach is a brother koyin hedid. So there is a case where it's usher to him, to the Baal, and mutter to the Yavam. Another case, kosher shenosa chalala, a kayin kosher the merichala, which is aser, v'yeshli achal, but he has a brother who's a chal. So for the brother, for the Yavam, it's mutter. But for the marriage here, the Baal, the Baal, it was aser. A third case, Yisrael shenosa mamzeres, v'yeshli ach mamzer. Here's a case where Yisrael is not allowed to marry mamzeres, but the brothers of mamzer, for the brother be mutter. In case number four, is mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael, which is also aser, v'yeshli ach Yisrael, so there, the Bas Yisrael doesn't come also to another Yisrael because she married a Mamzer. So there, we also lebalayim a mutter leiv meim, mutaris leiv meim, asuris lebalayim. Those are the cases. Ve'elu asuris elu ve'elu. What's example of the cases that was also to both of them? Kohen Golish Nosos Amana. Kohen Golish married Amana. Now, the Amana actually became the Schaul. But here, so there's also v'yeshli ach kohen gadol oy kohen hedid. Either kohen gadol kohen hedid is a brother. It's also to both. It's also to the kohen gadol because the kohen can't marry mana. Now after they get married, it's also to saya kohen gadol and saya kohen hedid. It's whoever yavam is, because if it's kohen gadol, obviously it's prama mana. It's kohen hedid. She became mischal. Another case of also leelu elu is kosher shenasa chalala. A kosher that marry chalala, which is also to do. V'yeshli ach kosher. He has a brother who's also a kohen kosher. That's a problem. So also the both. A third case, Yisrael shenosa mamzeres v'yeshli ach Yisrael. A Yisrael that married the mamzeres was also, and he says ach Yisrael also can't marry the mamzeres. And the fourth case is mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael, which was also v'yeshli ach mamzer again is also asura is la'elu v'la'elu. So we have all these cases, all the same type of cases. They could be mutl zeh v'asl zeh, or asl zeh mutl zeh, or asl both. And v'shar kol anoshim mutaris lebaleim evmeim. All of the cases are mutar leilu elu. All of the cases are mutar to both. So there you have it. That's they have this mishnah. All these different cases. Zok the mishnah another halacha. Shniyos medivrei seferim. We know there's isurei shniyos, which means Chazal asked Asad new arayas, and we had it already on the Gemara before, on in the Chavdalah I think it was different shniyos. One of the shniyas were, for example, aim imoy. Imoy is the raisa. Someone to marry his mother is the raisa. His grandmother made the raisa's mutter. It's only a shniya. So let's say you have two fellows who are brothers from the father, but from their own same mother. They have the same father, not the same mother. Lach is, there's even to each other. So it's possible, since they don't have the same mother, that a certain grandmother is also to one and not also the other one. And it's a shniya. It's only a derabanan. So shniya v'divrei seferim, shniya lebaal v'shniya liyavam. If it's a shniya for the baal and not a shniya to the yavam, then asur lebaal v'taras yavam. The opposite case where it's a shniya liyavam, which means it's the grandmother of the yavam, but not a grandmother of the baal, a shniya lebaal, asur liyavam v'taras lebaal. That's the case where it's asur liyavam v'taras lebaal. Shniya lezeh v'lezeh, they're both from the same mother, so they both have the same grandmother. Asur lezeh lezeh, it's asur to both of them. There's another example of different cases of mutl zev, asl zev, or asul zev zev. Now, the halacha is, if someone marries a shniya, even though midaraisa, the kedushin is chal, you need to get, and even more, the vlad is kosher, still, when they get divorced, she does not get ein lo lo ksuba, she does not get a ksuba, v'loi peiris, she doesn't get the peiris. What does peiris mean? When they married, she bore a nichsim alug, and the husband ate from the nichsim alug. He ate the prophets nichsim v'lug. Now, really, they have to get divorced. So maybe she should demand, and there's no ksuba. So really, he never had a right to eat the peiris. So maybe she could demand back the peiris. Halacha is, we make a knas. She does not get the peiris that he ate back. So first, she doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't get the Messiah mana. She doesn't get all the halachas of ksuba. Number two is like peiris. If he went ahead and ate the peiris, she doesn't get it back, even though he wasn't supposed to eat the peiris. The reason is because the peiris, why doesn't he deserve peiris? Because peiris work tachas perkuna. The reason why the husband gets the peiris nichsim v'lug is because he will free her if she gets captured. In the event she gets captured, this case he's not mechuyev to free her because it says in the tanaik suba that says that he has to free her. It says the lashon va'osivimcha into, I'll bring her back as a wife. Here you don't bring her back as a wife. Therefore, there's no dim peiris. But still, she does not get the peiris back. V'loy mezaynus, she does not get mezaynus, and that's pashut. They don't get mezaynus; they have to get divorced. So Rashi explains, even if he went away to Bidin Siyam, he can't give a get now, and she went ahead and borrowed to eat, it can't be Tevea, the state of the husband, saying you have to pay it back, because she gets no mezainis whatsoever. Beloy belayas. Belayas means if she brought in clothing and he used the clothing and it got worn out, so usually she walks out with the principal. Here, she does not get that. Vavlad kasha, but the vlad is kasha of kavanayis lahitzi. But you make him give a get. So the chiddush of this halacha is that she gets a knas, she doesn't get no ksuba, no paris, no mezonos, no vlayas, even though the vlad is kasha. And he has to give a get. But Amalek and Gadol Grusha Chutz Karen Hedyet, Mamzaris of Sinali Yisrael, these are all Israel lab. Amalek and Gadol, or Grusha Chutz Karen Hedyet, or Mamzaris of Nesinali Yisrael. We learned before, Nesina means the Gevinim. It's a Chalikus Rashi and Taisvis. If Nesina is awesome, Midrais, awesome, the Rabbanon, according to Rashi, only Dovah's guys are Layam. Taisvis holds known as Sinim are from the Shiva Amim. Even if they became a Ger, they're from the Shiva Amim, and therefore they're also the Raisa. What it means, Dovah's guys are Layam, means he made them Avadim. But either way, Mamzaris of Nesinali Yisrael, is it also is a lav? Bashal and Sinal Mams is a lav. Yeshlahem Ksuba, they get a Ksuba. That means even though the weaker Isser of Shniyais loses their Ksuba, in this case she gets a Ksuba, and Met Hashem on that Pehei, this will be inspiring more. Ad Khan, the Mishnah that's brought down here in our Gemara. So first, we're going to discuss the first case of the Mishnah. Of Kohen Hedit Shinosa Samano. The Yeshli Ach Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedit married Almana and was Nasa Almana. And there was a brother who was a Kohen Gadol. So, first Kashmar is like this. My Eri Tani Nasa, listen to Kiddush. There's a lacha is, there's Yibum even after Kedushin. So, why do we have to say a case? One case is Mutal Abalayim, but also leave Mem. Say a case. Kohen Hedit Shun Kiddush is Almana, the Yeshli Ach Kohen Gadol. Why do we have to say Nasa, where it's even worse, where she becomes a Halala, because no, she doesn't become halal. No, right. Sorry. Why is it okay? What do you gain from Nasa? You're right. No, they don't go halal. What do you gain from Nasa? What do you gain from saying Nasa? Say Kiddush, because the same halacha, Montaris Abayla, Vasuli Vama, is in my Kiddush. You're right. There's no halal here. But why did it say Nasa? Listen to Kiddush. The Chitain, you'll say, I'll tell you why you want Nasa, because you want her to become a Be'ula. Because maybe not, this Amana is Amana Mina Erison, this existing Amana. And the Kohen Hedit doesn't marry her, she's still a Besula. And if she's still a Besula, it's only an Isser Lav of taking Amana. It's not an Isser Lav and Asay. So maybe that's why we said Nasa, because we wanted a case of a Lav and Asay. Chitay in time of the Nasa, the Havalei Asay, Veloy Sasa, have a Kiddush, which would only be a Loy Sasa of taking the Amana. Maybe there, the Kohen Gadol will let her marry her, because Yibam supersedes the Loy Sasa. Avakidish Osiya Sevdechaloisasa. Well, maybe that's why it's a case Nasa, because if not, you'd be able to do Yibam. Frank Tamar is not true. But Kula Pirkin Asay Veloisasahu, the whole parak is cases of Asay Kenegat Aloisasa. For example, Mamzer, Nasin, Vimon, the Amar, Grush, Vachalut. So all these cases are just a Loisasa, and still it's not Deicha. But Kula Pirkin Asay Veloisasahu, Veloisasa Sevdechaloisasa. So that can't be the reason why it says Nasa, because even if it's Kiddush, it's a Loisasa, it's not Taicha. Now, why Taka is it not Taicha? I say the Loisasa. So Rashi says here a very interesting thing. Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Va'olay Vimtei Hashara, from a Pasuk, which is actually a Havamino Gemara Davcha. The Gemara of the Ilam Askana comes out. The reason is because the Geyser, Bia Rishoina, Otto Bia Shnia. Because the guy Bia Shnia is not a mitzvah, and that's the reason. It's a Shrei Rashi, the Gilian Hashast, or Kivega, and Davcha asks on this Rashi. Al Kaponim, you can't say it says Nasa because you want to have a say of Loisasa, because even if it's a Loisasa alone, the mitzvah of Yibam will not be Deichet. So why does it say Nasa? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. In the Gemara Misni Sefer, Kohen Gadol Shenasa Asamana. The case in the Sefer, where the case was also to both, it says Kohen Gadol married Amana, it's also to his brother, the Kohen Hedit. Why is it also? It's Amana. Teretz is because she became a Halala. Has she become a Halala? Only through Nesu'in. So the way that we say, if a Kohen Gadol Shenasa Amana, Dafka Nasa L'Shavi Chalala, Avakidesh Shari Yilei. So therefore, Tanya Reisha Nasa. Frank the Gemara, why do they say Nasa, Agav the Sefer? Sefer, you're right, has to say Nasa, because we want to say Chalala. But why don't we say, Agav the Mitziyasa? V'atani M'shem Sefer, listen M'shem Mitziyasa. There it says, Dafka Kiddush. It says, Kohen Gadol Shekiddush Amana. There it's saying, it's also to the Baal, Mutter the Yavim. Why is Mutter the Yavim? She became a Chalala. It's only Kiddush. There's a case with Mutar Yivama. There is Dafka Kiddush. Why don't we say the Reisha? I got the Mitziyasa and say Kiddush. So don't tell me saying I got the Sefer. Say I got the Mitziyasa. So what's Pshat says in the Reisha? No, so you don't need Nasa. What?
In the Sefer, she's Mutar.
In the Sefer, it's also. Sefer is also. Because of Halala, yeah. That's the mutter of the thing, yeah, but right, right. But in the Reisha, you could say also Kiddush, you have the same halacha. Why are we saying Nasa? There's no reason to say Nasa. So you think Agav the Sefer, say Agav the Mitziyasa. So it says, I'll tell you why it says Nasa. Elm Shem Bas Buksa. In the case of the Reisha, in the case next door in the Reisha, Bas Buksa means like his partner. The one next door in the Reisha has to be that it was a case of Nasa. Why? Because it says, well, Misli Chol Shnasa Ksheira. Like we said, a Chol marries a Ksheira, even though it's Mutter, but it makes the Ksheira Astakuna. That's Dafka through Nasa. Shem the Gabayla Misli Chol Shnasa Ksheira. Taima the Nasa Shavi Chalala. Avakidesh Sharila. Only because Nasa that makes her a Chalala, which is there because she becomes a Chalal because she married a Chalal, and we said it comes to Pasul Echal Zaray. Avakidesh Sharila. Mishmachan Nasa. The reason it says Nasa on the Reish is Ayad Vas Buksa, the one right next to it. Therefore, it says over there, Allah Shin Nasa, and doesn't say Allah Shin of Kidesh.